This is from Rose Matter by Stephen King. She asked the old man behind the counter if he could direct her to Durham Avenue.
You come a little out of your way, he said.
Oh, how much?
2 miles or so. Come here. That there's Dearborn Avenue.
Oh, God, is it?
Rosie wasn't sure if she needed to laugh or cry.
Yes'm. You see that shut-down movie theater?
Yes.
You want to turn right onto Dearborn there. You have to go 16, 18 blocks. It's a bit of a heel and toe. Eventually you come to Elk Street.
He gave her a look of exasperation.
Lady, if you knew how to go, why'd you ask?
I didn't know how to go, she said. I don't know anything. I've been wandering around for hours. I'm tired and...
Okay, okay, he said. It's all right. You'll be just fine. Get off the bus at Elk. Durham's just 2-3 blocks up. Easy as pie. You got a street address?
She nodded.
All right, there you go, he said. Should be no problem.
He pulled a handkerchief from his back pocket. He held it out to her with one gnarled hand.
Wipe your face a little bit, dear, he said. You leakin'.
This is from Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell. Consider the January 1990 crash of the Colombian airliner Avianca. While flying to New York, the plane encountered poor weather and was held up by air traffic control 3 times. After a long delay, Avianca was cleared for landing. As the plane made its final approach, the pilots encountered severe wind shear. First, they were flying into a strong headwind, forcing them to add extra power. Then, the headwind dropped dramatically, and they were traveling too fast to make the runway. Typically, the plane would have been on autopilot, reacting immediately to wind shear, but the autopilot was malfunctioning. The pilot executed a go-around, did a wide circle over Long Island, and reapproached Kennedy. Suddenly, one of the plane's engines failed. Then a second. The plane crashed and 73 passengers died. In less than a day, the cause of the crash was determined. There was nothing wrong with the aircraft. There was nothing wrong with the airport. The pilots weren't drunk or high. The plane had simply run out of gas. This is from Little Altars Everywhere by Rebecca Wells. I feel a hairline fracture of pain in my heart. Can I continue to breathe, or will I have to reach for my inhaler? Keep breathing. Keep breathing with baby Lee. And I feel it. The sweet, pure longing of each of us. Still intact. My family stands in a circle around me. All the innocence. The old woundings. It grows so quiet. I feel my godchild's breathing, but it is also the breathing of parched babies in drought-stricken lands. I feel each member of my family's breath dropping in and out until it seems like we're all part of one giant bellows. And all the suffering spirals down into one shaft of sunlight, which shines through one stained glass window in Thornton, Louisiana. This is what I come home to.